You know, I had brought out a bunch of index cards of some wonderful stuff out of the basic text and some literature from this program, and I thought that, you know, everybody's probably already heard that. And really, I feel like it's better when I shoot from the hip anyway, because it gets a little more real and a little more personal, and sometimes I feel like my higher power can show up that way a little better. More will be revealed is an interesting topic because it's changed throughout my recovery, what it means to me. When I first got clean, every time I got impatient about something or I wanted something, my sponsor always said, just wait, be patient, more will be revealed. And I thought, you know, he had a fucking crystal ball in the back, and after a year I get to see what's in the crystal ball, but that's not what it was. And, you know, actually he never explained what it meant because he knew that I would probably develop a sense of that understanding as I grew in recovery. But throughout the years that I've been clean, it's meant several different things to me. It's meant physical things would be revealed. If I wanted something and I worked hard and I did the right thing, it would come to me. You know, more would be revealed in my abilities to be able to do that. And then it developed into a personal thing about myself. The more I work in the steps and the deeper I dig into what's wrong with me, the more I can see what's under the surface, and the more myself is revealed to me, which in turn affects other people and my recovery and my family and my lifestyle. Because as I learn more about myself, I also have a tendency to pick up a little bit more about others. And so more will be revealed is a real interesting concept because it actually applies to every part of my life, physical, spiritual, and mental. And as I have grown, so has that concept. Currently, I have been through many things in recovery, and my life has grown tremendously. More will be revealed to me right now means that I'm in college for a master's and a doctorate, and that I work for the same judge that used to arrest me all those times, and that I'm a counselor for a government agency. See, and so that has been more, I never saw that coming. And so, you know, the greater things that are revealed to me, the more I want to try and the more things become revealed to me.
Gotcha.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
My name is Kim. I'm an addict.
What's up, Kim?
First and foremost, I'm grateful to be at a Narcotics Anonymous convention. And, you know, the topic for me, more will be revealed. You know, the first thing I think of is fun. You know, reflecting back in active addiction, my ideas of fun were slightly distorted. Consisted of staying up 3 or 4 days in a row disassembling a washer and trying to reassemble it because I thought I could design it better. Although when I turned it on, it sounded like a cylinder block had, you know, been thrown at the washer. But, you know, today, now that I'm clean and I've got a little bit of clean time established, you know, my ideas have changed and my patterns of thinking have changed. Now, with that being said, you know, I first got clean and I was really negative and I focused on the darkness, and today life is pretty good. You know, I'm not locked up in the bathroom like I'm went hiking today, you know. And for me, being at peace is, you know, being in nature, and you know, that's when I feel the most connected with my higher power. And you know, another fun thing, this upcoming Friday, like, I'm flying to California, you know, and I'm going to hike Yosemite. And, you know, it's just a gift of these this program, you know, more will be revealed. You know, sleeping in a truck, yeah, that's not fun. But today I can live life and I can participate in life, and I have a life today. And, you know, just to kind of piggyback off the job idea, you know, I went back to school in recovery, and this past week I got interviewed for a position, and I'll know next week as to whether or not I get it. And, you know, it's good because I have a good work ethic today. I suit up and I show up and I do the job to the best of my ability and I go home. Although I'm not always good at leaving my job at work, but You know, that'll come later on, I'm sure. But I'm really grateful for this program and for the gift of life, because before I thought I was living when I was merely existing, and today I get to live, and that's truly a blessing. And I'm really grateful to be here, and I love you guys. And yeah, at this point, we're going to open up the floor so that more people can share.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Kim.